This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he is hoping to improve deeply damaged relations with the United States when he holds his first summit with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden later this month. The face-to-face meeting in Geneva on June 16th will come amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years, with tensions high over issues, including hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. Putin claims Russia has no disagreements with the United States. Rather, he claims that it's the U.S. that wants to hold back Russia's development and talk about it publicly. He also suggested that European nations should pay for Russian gas in euros rather than dollars, part of a wider effort by the country to reduce its reliance on the dollar. It comes the day after Russia's economy minister announced it was dropping the dollar from its national wealth fund and shifting to other currencies. Opponents of Myanmar's junta said Friday they had lost faith in Southeast Asian efforts to end the crisis in the country as two regional envoys met the military ruler in the capital. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations has led the main international diplomatic effort to find a way out of the crisis in Myanmar, a country in turmoil since the military's February 1st overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. State television reported the junta leader met on Friday with two members of the regional group. It said the meeting discussed Myanmar cooperating on humanitarian issues, holding an election once the country was stable, and what it said were irregularities in last year's election, which led to the military intervention. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong park that traditionally hosts huge vigils on the anniversary of China's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown lay empty late Friday as police blocked access, but flashes of defiance still flickered across the city. Huge crowds have routinely gathered in Hong Kong's Victoria Park to mark the anniversary of Chinese troops crushing peaceful democracy protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. Hundreds were killed in the crackdown, by some estimates more than 1,000. Public commemorations are forbidden on the mainland, and until recently, semi-autonomous Hong Kong was the one place in China where large-scale remembrance was still tolerated. This year's vigil was banned at a time when authorities are carrying out a sweeping clampdown following huge and often violent democracy protests 2 years ago. Some 7,000 officers were placed on standby ahead of Friday's sensitive anniversary, and authorities warned they would adopt a zero-tolerance approach. The United States on Friday blamed Iran-aligned Houthis for the failure of a ceasefire to take hold in Yemen and accused them of not taking other steps towards ending the brutal conflict. U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen, Tim Lenderking, returned on Thursday from a trip to Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, where he discussed the humanitarian and economic crisis in Yemen with government officials, Yemenis, and international partners, the U.S. State Department said in a statement. Since taking office in January, U.S. President Joe Biden has made the 7-year conflict in Yemen a priority and appointed Lenderking to help revive stalled U.N. peace efforts. Iran's election watchdog, The Guardian Council, said on Friday it may reconsider the barring of candidates from this month's presidential election after the supreme leader said some of them had been wronged. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say on Iran's affairs and last month endorsed the council's rejection of several prominent moderate and conservative candidates for the June 18th vote. The prohibitions have boosted the prospects of hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisi, an ally of Khamenei, though it may also dent the clerical ruler's hopes of a high turnout amid discontent over the economy crippled by U.S. sanctions. On Friday, however, Khamenei said some of the disqualified candidates had been treated unfairly. It's unclear if the council may consider reinstating rejected candidates or is just countering rumors about the vetting of them. As it stands, Iranian voters will have a choice between 7 candidates, 5 hardliners, and 2 low-key moderates in the election. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.